So many names, but still the same. So many names, but still the same.
It's 16 minutes before 10 o'clock. The sounds of Carlo Mumbele, a song called Religion, featuring Siyama Kuzeni, Marcus White, and Justin Badenhorst. Justin Badenhorst on drives, on drums, Sia on voice, and Marcus Wyatt on trumpet. And that's how we kick off the Music Corner this morning, joined by composer, educator, bass player Carlo Mumbele on the line, who's going to tell us a little bit more about their upcoming performance at the inaugural Irene Jazz Picnic. Carlo, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on Weekend Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning. Nice to be here.
Thank you very much for your time. So news that there's the inaugural Irene Jazz Picnic coming up in Tshwane next weekend, and that you and the Prisoners of Strange will be part of the lineup. Tell us about what listeners can expect as part of your performance.
Well, you just heard some of what people can expect in some of our performance. It's the Prisoners of Strange that we kind of stopped playing in 2010. That's a long time ago. We were really doing well, and then the band decided, we all decided to go our various ways. And after so many years, we've come together again, and each one of us has matured in as musicians, as people, as and a little bit more gray, all of us. But the music was with a real depth now, and I think that's what people can expect. We'll definitely will be playing that song called Religion.
Yeah.
You know, that the song I once I wrote that song because I bumped into a Hare Krishna many years ago in Melville, where I live, in Johannesburg. And he said to me, you know, your mother, you're called mother. To your wife, you're called husband. To your children, you're called father. You've got so many names, but you're still the same person. And then I wrote the song just called Religion. And it's quite a strong message. And all the music that we try to play has some sort of a depth about it like that, I think.
Yeah.
And I mean, Sia Makazeni, she's just on fire at the moment. The singer, nobody sings like her in this country, I don't think. And Marcus Wyatt, the great trumpet player. And we're going to be playing on the festival with Tandin and Julie as well. I just love her.
Yeah.
I mean, the way she plays piano, her compositions, her voice. And then Mutunzi Mavuba is just this young, altered player, which is just amazing. So it's going to be really, really beautiful at the festival.
Yeah. And what's that experience like of, you know, having not performed together for 10 years? You've all been doing different things, all been doing. I saw Marcus White at the Standard Bank Joe of Jazz last year. So we've all been doing different things, performing, making music, now back together for the first time. And like you're saying, you've all grown, you've all matured, a little bit grayer than the last time you were performing together. And so what's that experience like of then reconnecting after so much time? And you've been doing, I guess, your own work as individual artists, and now you're performing together as a collective.
I also played on that same festival, Standard Bank Joy Jazz, last year, but then I played with my other group, which I had like as a chamber ensemble with Kyle Shepherd on piano and cello. And that, well, the thing is that we were such good friends up until 2010. And we were doing well. We had an agent in France, and we were playing all the festival. But kind of like the band imploded. I think we weren't mature enough, and we didn't speak to one another for like 2 years, all of us. And slowly, we've put that behind us, and we've become friends again. You don't have to, you know. There's a different level of friendship now, which for me is the most important thing, actually, that we've actually managed to put our differences aside and move on and get together and have that excitement that actually we are doing something that's unique, doing something special. You know, we use colors in the music and we build instruments. I need a certain sound, then I put springs on a Harley Davidson pipe, you know, motorbike exhaust pipe, and we create sounds with that. We build instruments and use cheese cutters from factories, industrial cheese cutters, to create like harp sounds. So the band has got a very, it's a very unique concept, I think, and I'm so excited that we've got together again, and even stronger than before.
You mentioned that, you were also part of the Jazz Fest last year. Of course, you're going to be part of the Irene Jazz Festival. And there has been conversation about, you know, whether there is as much platform and space and festivals for jazz, certainly shrinking in terms of airplay. And do you feel that there is a shrinking of space for jazz performance, jazz music in the country, despite the fact that we have such a rich and wonderful jazz heritage? It just seems that there isn't as much space anymore.
I definitely think so. In terms of clubs to play, my favorite club actually was the Baseline in Melbourne when it was really small. We used to play there a lot. And the thing is, we have got such a like you said, a rich heritage in jazz musicians. We've got an incredible abundance of unique jazz. It doesn't sound European jazz. It doesn't sound like American jazz. It's South African. And we need more recognition that actually there is an audience for this. It absolutely is, because when we play, the audiences are coming. And I'm so happy that Percy has gone and created this little Irene Jazz Picnic. And we need more of these, definitely more of these things. Luckily, I actually teach at the university, so I've got a regular income. So I can't imagine what it's like not to have that, actually.
And tell us about your work as an educator, and what for you is quite an important part of what you want to do or teach or impart to your students.
I'm now head of music at BITS from this year for my sins, and I think that I'm so excited about it, because I really want to show the students actually what music is. You know, musicians are born to be musicians. It's their calling, and they will do it even if there's no work or if no matter what. So those are the students that I'm trying to find because I have a complete passion for music. It's when I get up in the morning and I eat my muesli, I'm a musician. I don't have to be on stage to be a musician. My whole life is music, because I was born to do that. And I just want to show, with my teacher, I brought Vich University is an amazing institution, actually, but there's a lot of, really been a lot of academic stuff happening, which is absolutely brilliant. But now they've put a crazy practical person in charge. And Googs, I am going crazy. I am bringing in ensembles. I'm bringing in playing. We are starting to play even more and more and more. Mm. And I want the students to feel like it's not like they're going to the dentist. They must feel like they're going to play music. And I've worked a lot in Europe over the last 12 years, where I see the students, how they're excited they are to go to study music. But one thing you must remember, that we cannot guarantee jobs through music. It's very difficult to make a living. So it has to be that special student that knows that they are there because they are born musicians.
And so if someone's looking to catch you and the Prisoners of Strange live at the Irene Jazz Picnic, where do we find tickets?
I see that they're selling the tickets at Cricket online. So you can go and get your ticket at Cricket. It's look at 350 Rand for all three bands. And it's in the afternoon. I think we are playing, the Prisoners of Strange, we are playing at 2 o'clock. Pounding into is playing at 4. I think Maternity might be playing at 1. I'm not sure, but it goes from 1 to 6. And then Otemba, Madum was also over there, and she'll be doing something as well.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We will end the music corner with I Close My Eyes, which of course is by yourself and Siya Makuzeni, Marcus Wyatt and Justin Badenhorst. But Carlo, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks. It was so nice talking to you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
So much. Have a beautiful day.
You
Bye.
Too.
Thank you.